Now we're going to do something we've never, ever done before on the all-live Top of the Pops. We're going to play part of a record.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go, stop and say hello.
And right now we're going to say hello to John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Now that number, Penny Lane, failed to make number one in Britain, fellas. Did you feel at all put out by that?
No, the main thing is it's fine if you're kept sort of from being number one by sort of a record like Release Me. Because you're not trying to do the same kind of thing as Release Me is trying to do, you know. Yeah. So that's a completely different scene altogether, that kind of thing.
But you have.
So it doesn't really matter anyway. Yeah.
But you have in the past said, or at least been reported as having said, that in the event of a record not going to number one, you'd seriously think about packing it all in. Do you feel like that?
Well, John packed it in, actually, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're trying to persuade him to stay with the group at the moment. That's I don't want to start any rumours over in the States or anything.
Pity. The thing is, I mean, you've obviously reached the stage where you don't have to write any more songs for any reason at all other than you like doing it. So,
but it's always been like that. That's the good thing.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, because it has been a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And it still is, you know.
Yeah.
Mind you, it gets around about the time when you're doing an LP and you've got to start working. It gets like a job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you do it in your time off anyway, so it is a hobby.
Right.
You know, so it's it'll go on forever, probably.
Good. Can you, without giving away any trade secrets, tell us anything about the numbers that you're engaged on at the moment for this new album that you're working on?
Oh, we've done about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've done about 9 or 10. And there's a couple of strange ones, a couple of happy-go-lucky northern songs.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of
whimsical, you know, folk...
medieval guitar.
Folk rock.
Mm-hmm. Have you this time augmented again? Used any strange lineups at all?
Yeah, we've used sort of things that aren't us, you know,
mm-hmm.
quite a bit.
We used the monkeys on a few of the tracks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't go along with the TV series that we had planned for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Has George written anything this time?
Oh, yeah, he's done a great one.
Yeah.
Great one.
A great Indian one. We came along one night, had about 400 Indian fellas playing here, and it was a great swinging evening, as they say.
Yeah, so there's a few things going on.
Yeah. Is there going to be another Beatles film?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as we finish this LP, we'll be starting on this mythical film that we've been on about for the last
year. We want to do a TV show and a film, you know, so the next...
And is touring now completely out everywhere?
I reckon so, yeah.
Well, the thing is, we're working on an act where we... run on in brightly coloured suits and switch on 5 tapes.
Ah, yeah, yeah. That's
and then
cool.
We do a juggling act at the front of the stage while these tapes play Beatle melodies.
Yeah. Why is it... I don't know why this microphone sends you balmy, because when I was talking to John earlier, he was quite serious and said, no more tours.
No, that's the only possibility. You know.
No more tours, no more She Loves Yous, you know.
Hmm.
But, I mean, going on with a million tape recorders and a brightly coloured suit, well, that's something else, you know.
But there's no more big tours of America or around the world?
No.
I don't think so. Not in the same kind of pattern as we've been doing so far, anyway.
Hmm.
But
you
never know, you know.
You never know.
Exactly.
I see, right. And one final bit, then. There have been reports in the last week or two about you writing this musical we've been hearing about for years. True or false?
False, I think.
False.
False. Rumour. You're not going to do it.
I don't think so.
Unless it was a musical with 1,000 tape recorders and brightly coloured costumes.
Yes,
something like that.
Why not? We're no nearer then, this projected musical.
No, we're not going to write
that. All of those kind of things, though, you know, we might do in the next few years, you know, but this is the idea, to give us a chance to try other things, you know, but we don't know what they're going to be yet.
Yeah. But you are going to go on
but,
right.
Oh, there's going to be a lot more other things, you know. But we want to make them sort of different, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Brian.
Well, thanks for giving us the facts.
It's a pleasure.
Right,
and thank you.
Penny Lane is in my ear and in my
as unpredictable as ever, the Beatles.